The Moshe discusses in Yerodei Chelek Aleph, Simen and Dalid, very, very important question with regards to the following issue. He writes that when he was in Moscow in 1934, he was asked about elderly parents living in the Soviet Union at that time who were living with their younger children and were eating in their children's homes. And unfortunately, the children, I guess, were caught up in the communist movement. They were not religious Jews. They were not observant. They didn't keep kosher. They didn't believe in God. They didn't believe in Torah. And the older generation, the elderly parents, obviously were from observant, God-fearing Jews. And the question is, are they allowed to eat from the meat or from the cooked products in their children's home if their children tell them that it's kosher? We cooked it specially for you in your own exclusive kosher pots. So Moshe writes, he says, he's mechadesh, that there is room for leniency for many people. He says, if the parent knows for certain with regard to his daughter or his daughter-in-law that they will not cause him to violate an iser because he knows them from experience that they are careful not to cause him any distress by making him violate any isurim. So then he can rely on them when they say they cooked specially for him kosher meat in kosher pots. He can rely on his children. Now that's a very big chiddush, because al pi din, even though in general eid echad is ne'eman bi isurim, you can believe another Torah observant Jew who tells you this is kosher food, but if someone is not observant, they themselves are not observant of this particular iser or of other serious isurim, then they don't have that same ne'amanus. They don't have that same believability. And yet Rav Moshe writes that in this case, even though you know that your children don't care about Shabbos or kosher, but since you know from personal experience, you know them very well, that they would never want to cause you distress by making you do something that you do not want to do, in this case you could believe them when they say we cooked specially for you in your special kosher pots this kosher meat. Why? So Moshe says, because this is not considered a question of ne'amanus. Ne'amanus, these children who are not Torah observant, do not have any ne'amanus with regard to Yisurim. But this, he says, is not ne'amanus, this is yediyah, it's re'iyah, this is knowing, this is actual certainty. Now how does Moshe know this? That just because you know that she would never lie to you, that you can accept her word that it's kosher meat in a kosher pot, and that it's actual knowledge, certain knowledge, not believability. So Moshe brings a raya from the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Pehe Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Pehe Amud Aleph says that Rava was sitting in his beis din one day and two litigants come in. One claims that this woman owes me $100. The woman denies it. She says, "No, never borrowed the money, or never happened. I don't owe him the money." So the halacha is the woman has to swear. She has to swear that she does not owe the money. However, Rava's wife then said to Rava, "You can't make this woman swear. She'll lie. I know her. She's not trustworthy in her oath. You can't have her swear that she does not owe the money." So on the basis of Rava's wife's cautionary warning, Rava said, "Okay, don't swear. Have the plaintiff instead swear that you in fact owe him the money, and then he'll get the money from you." So Gemara continues and says that on a later occasion, Rav Papa, who was sitting in Rava's beis din, and a promissory note was brought in for collection. Rav Papa said, "I know that promissory note was already paid off already. The defendant doesn't owe any money. He paid it off already." So Rava said to Rav Papa, "I'm sorry, but you're an Eid Echad. I can't believe an Eid Echad who says that Shtar Chov was paid off when I have a Shtar Chov with Eidim saying that, you know, the guy owes the money." So Rava was asked, "One second, you believed your wife to say that this woman who came in 2 days ago is not believable in her shavua, in her oath. Why don't you believe Rav Papa? He's a pretty trustworthy guy. And he said that this shtar was already paid off. Why don't you believe him?" So Rava says, "No, it's different." Rava says, "My wife, Kimli Bigava, I know her, that she's never going to lie to me. I know her." Now, obviously Rav Papa is pretty chash of a yid. No question about that. Nevertheless, Rav Moshe says, apparently see from this Gemara that as prominent as Rav Papa was, but believing Rav Papa is still a din of ne'emanus. And when it comes to ne'emanus, the Torah says, when it comes to ne'emanus with regard to money, you need two edim, not one. However, you see from the Gemara that Rava's wife, was in a sense more believable than Rav Papa himself, because when it came to Rav Papa, it's a din of ne'emanus. Oh, ne'emanus by money, two edim only. But Rav Papa, Rava's own wife, Rav Moshe says, you see from the Gemara, when it came to his own wife, it wasn't a din of ne'emanus anymore. He knows his own wife so well, and he knows from experience, from living with her for so long, that he can trust her absolutely, that she would never do anything to say to him something which is incorrect, that was no longer considered a question of ne'emanus, it was considered a question of yediyah, of re'iyah mamish, of knowing something. Very interesting chilek, Rav Moshe says, you see from this Gemara. So if Moshe writes the following, he says, so based on this Gemara in Ksubas Daf Pehe, we see that there's two different categories. There's ne'emanus. When it comes to ne'emanus, so with regard to money, you need two edim. With regard to kosher and treif, you have to have someone who himself is Torah observant to believe him with regard to Isurim, with regard to ne'emanus. But we see a second category exists as well. Rava's believing of his wife. That already is someone who you know so well from experience that they would never lie to you, that's not considered ne'emanus anymore. It's considered yediyah bru. It's considered knowing that this is correct. So Moshe writes, with regard to Isurim, kosher and treif, for example, even someone who's not observant himself or herself. And as far as ne'emanus goes, they have no ne'emanus. But that's only a person who you don't know so very well. But when you know someone extremely well, you know that even though they themselves are not observant, they would never lie to you with regard to an Isser that you are makbid on. So Moshe says there you're allowed to believe such a person because that's considered personal yediyah, not just ne'emanus. And Moshe writes further, he says, so if a father knows about his daughter or his daughter-in-law, that they would never cause him to violate an Isser, even though they themselves may not be Torah observant, the father is allowed to believe them and eat from that which they cooked for him if they tell him it was kosher meat cooked in kosher kalim. And even others, says Rav Moshe, this is an extension, not his chiddush, even others can then rely on that which they cooked for their father. Meaning, this elderly religious man in Soviet Russia has a daughter who's not Torah observant, who cooks for him kosher meat in a kosher pot, and it's only based on her say-so that he knows that it's kosher. So Moshe writes, well, he can believe her because he knows she would never, ever do anything to violate, make him violate an Isser. Oh, once he has the right to believe her that what she cooked for him was kosher, then even others, says Rav Moshe, there's makom lahatir for others as well to eat from that same food. To eat from that same food. Why? Because the others can believe the father that he says that I know that my daughter would never do anything to make me violate an Isser. It's a very interesting chiddush. As once the father himself, who knows his daughter so well, can say that I trust her, I know that she would never do anything to make me violate an Isser of treif, even though she herself is not makbid. But when she says that cooked kosher meat in a kosher pot, I can rely on that for myself. So now when I say that to someone else, he can believe me in turn, that this is now something that I know for sure to be kosher meat. But he's not addressing that question here in this tshuva. It's a separate issue. It's in terms of the ne'emanus that it's kosher meat in kosher pot. Hold. Let me wrap this up. 1 second. So he says, therefore, Moshe writes, b'shas hadchak, for the elderly, there's makom lahakel, if they know for certain that the family member who's cooking would cook only kosher food in a kosher pot for them, that's permissible. Rav Moshe writes, he says that for other people, shelo b'shas hadchak, for those who are healthy and don't need to rely on this kula, he says yesh lahachmir. As he's not willing to give it a carte blanche, sure, it's free for everyone to take of the food, l'chatchila. It's clear that he's willing to be somach on this b'shas hadchak for the elderly who needed it, but he advises that, I'll read it again, that one should be machmir. So Rav Moshe is not giving an all-out free-for-all heter here. But in Me'ikr Din, he holds that it's mutter b'shas hachak, the elderly can rely on this when there's a need to. But others, he says, yesh lahachmer. I'll just add one more point, which is that in a later tshuv in Yeradei Chelek Beis, Simen Mem Gimel, Rav Moshe was asked about a similar but different case, about a butcher who was not Shomer Torah Mitzos. And the people in town, they trust this guy. Jewish guy, not Shomer Torah Mitzvos, but they trust him. He's an Ish Neman Ma'od. We know he'd never lie to us. He's not an observant per se, but we know that he's trustworthy, never lies to us, and he sells meat. Can we believe him when he says that I bought for you Dafka kosher meat? My best customer, only kosher meat. Can you believe him? Right, right. So Moshe says, he says, referring back to his earlier tshuva, he says, even though I was mechadish in an earlier tshuva that when someone does not have ne'amanus because he himself is not observant, but still if you really know him well to be trustworthy, never to lie, never to be machshel you in an iser, you can rely on his say-so that it's kosher. Still, if Moshe says, that's only when you really know for certain, meaning like Rava, who believed his wife, or a father who can believe his son. But he says, simply the fact that, yeah, I know from numerous interactions with somebody that he doesn't lie to me, Moshe says that's not as strong of a knowledge that he's always telling the truth. You live with a family member, you know them really well, that already you can say, father, son, father, daughter, husband, wife, there you can say, I know they wouldn't lie to me. But simply knowing somebody from your time-to-time interactions in town, that says Rav Moshe is not as clear of a indication that you know him so well that he would never, ever, ever lie to you. So in that case, Rav Moshe says, you know, that when you have a father and a son, a husband and wife, where the knowledge of the other person is constant, so then you can say, Kimli Begava, I know them, they're never going to lie to me. And even then, says Rav Moshe, I was matir only for anoshim chalushim b'shas harchak, for weak people b'shas harchak. But he says, if someone in town, a butcher in town, who you know him from time, you see him from time to time, you interact from time to time, that Rav Moshe says, I don't think is considered a yediyah mamish, and one should not rely on that with regard to this butcher in town, even b'shas harchak. In that case, he actually needs a mashgiach in his store to give him proper hashgacha. And the fact that you see the guy closes his store on Shabbos, says Rav Moshe, that doesn't prove anything. That could just be a ruse to get people who are from to come in and buy from him. That's not enough. So that doesn't qualify as yediyah brura. That Rav Moshe says require actual hashgacha. You can't say, oh, I know the guy, he's a good guy, I can rely on him. The only heter Rav Moshe says was for shas hachak, for the father and son, father and daughter, husband and wife. In that case, you really know somebody free, you know, constantly, long time experience, frequent interaction, constant interaction, that already you can be somech when it's the shas hachak, that they're going to give you kosher as you requested.